God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The love of God's been shed abroad where? In our heart. That doesn't mean your blood pump.
Right.
Heart means the core of your being.
Yes,
the love of God shed abroad in our heart, and the love of God rose up in him and moved him to do something about their hurting. Moved him to do something about their pain and their weakness. And so he was moved with compassion toward them. And what was the result? What was the result? He healed their sick. Not part of the sick. Not some of the sick. Their sick. Which is what? The sick of the great multitude. Now come on, you got to understand that among thousands of people and thousands of sick, there's got to be some people there that don't deserve it. Huh? I mean, these meetings weren't held in a church house. Anybody can walk up. And they did. We've got examples of prostitutes, streetwalkers, washing Jesus' feet.
Yes,
we got people coming up, tax collectors and sinners. And I mean, you know, we're having these meetings out in the open country and on the streets. And
yes,
so street people and hoodlums and
yes,
crooks, and
right?
Yes, are coming up.
Yes.
How many of them got healed?
Oh.
If you look at the other places in the Word, it says it sometimes, and he healed them all, and he healed them every one. Have you read it?
Amen.
Well, among great multitude and great multitudes, are you telling me there wasn't even one really mean guy? One really low, low sinner person that didn't deserve to be healed? It never was about deserving anything. It never was about anybody deserving or meriting anything. The love of God is what healed these people. The mercy of God. It ain't come get paid time. Come, let's see how good you've been. Come, let's see if you can deserve this. No, the mercy of God healed them all. Drunks and drug addicts, prostitutes, murderers, rapists. Are you listening? Got healed in these meetings. And it is so sad that people stay away from churches like this. Because they think, well, I ain't good enough to go in there. That's exactly why you should be in here. None of us are good enough to be in here. Except by His grace and His mercy. He has made us that way. Not by what we've done, but by faith in Him. So when the devil comes and lies to you and says, well, if you'd have done everything right, well, maybe you could be healed. Well, if you knew enough and you didn't fully obey God and you opened the door here and you messed up here and you did something ignorant here and you disobeyed here. Thank God for mercy. Mercy covers all that. Mercy makes up for all that. Say it out loud, I have faith in the mercy of God.
I believe
in the mercy of God.
One
more place, Philippians 2, and I think I can close. Unless you want a lot more. Yeah, just three people, so. Okay. Philippians 2. What are we talking about?
Mercy.
We're talking about we are sure. It is God's will for all of us to be healed today. Why? Because of the mercy of God. Jesus used to be moved with compassion and heal people. Is it still happening today? It's still happening today. People used to ask for mercy and get healed every time. Does it still happen today? Yes. Now you must not come for healing or any other thing going, Lord, you know, I've served you faithful and I've done everything you told me to do. You owe me this. No. Don't even think it, much less say it. But even though you didn't earn it, you didn't merit it, he bought and paid for it. And offered it to us by grace through faith. It is a mercy. Paul and his team. One thing I like about the Bible, it is absolute truth. There's nobody trying to color things and cover things to make themselves look good. It's the way it is. It's truth. Truth makes you free. Paul had a man helping him by the name of Epaphroditus. We call him Epi. Philippians 2:25. He said, I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and a fellow soldier, your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. Now this man, Paul calls him a what? A brother. What else? Huh? A fellow soldier. A companion in labor. This man's a minister. Isn't he? And he's their messenger. He's the one sent from their church to Paul to assist him. And the Bible said, he longed after you and was full of heaviness because you heard that he had been sick. And indeed he was sick, near unto death. Now you know, some people might say, well, this man's on Paul's team. He's sick. Not just sick, he's about dead. At death's door. Well, why couldn't Paul heal him? Paul never was the healer. And sometimes people think, well, just because, you know, I believe in healing, just because God uses me to minister healing to people, that means I'll be automatically healed the rest of my life. Well, ministers are especially anointed to minister healing, but we got to receive it just like everybody else. By faith. And if you presume that the anointing on you is going to automatically take care of you all your life, you get in trouble. And so Epaphroditus, he's in a rough way. But tell me what happened. But Paul had such amazing faith. You know, he wrote a lot of the New Testament. Paul, by that apostolic anointing that was on him, got Epi healed. No. Well, Brother Epi had so much faith. He blasted through this thing and lived. No. How many believe the Spirit of God said it exactly where it should have been said through Paul right here? What happened to Brother Epi? God had mercy on him. Now you got to understand, if you've always done everything perfect, you don't need mercy. You can get by on justice. But the very fact of saying God had mercy on him means what? Come on, I've been giving you the definition all night. What does that mean? It means Epi didn't get some bad stuff he should have got and did get some good stuff, in this case healing, that he shouldn't have got. Why? You think a fella traveling with Brother Paul and helping Brother Paul would need mercy? With all that faith around? Yep. Yes. And all that revelation?
Yes, sir.
You know it. You're not ever going to find anybody or anywhere where you're not going to need mercy. And never think you can just ride somebody else's coattail and somebody else's faith through everything and for everything. God expects things of you. And other people, I don't care who you are and how much you love them and how much faith you think they got or how much they know God. Don't think they can do all your praying for you and all your believing for you. But what if I feel like I don't know enough and I ain't got enough and I'm in trouble? Remember the M word. Remember it. Huh? When you realize, man, I've messed up. I'm on the wrong road. I zigged when I should have zagged. And here I am just nose in the carpet. Nose in the carpet. And go, God, have mercy on me. I'm telling you, it worked every time. You see it in the Bible. Every time any man or woman did it, they got what they needed. Every one of them. Brother Epi was sick. Brother Epi is Paul's preaching sidekick. They do meetings together. But he about died. And would have died. Would have died. How many understand this? With all of Paul's faith and revelation and multiple visitations from the head of church, Epi would have still died. And Epi, with all his faith and knowledge and preaching, he'd have died. Except for what? Except for one thing. Except for the mercy of God. Woo! This will get you through when you don't know. When you have come to the end of yourself and the end of your road, this is what you can do. You can fall on His mercy. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. I've run up something. I don't know what to do with it. Help me. Have mercy. I know I don't deserve it. I know I hadn't done everything right. I know I can't earn it and merit it, but I know I don't have to. You are a merciful God, and I'm asking you for mercy. I'm asking you that I don't get the bad stuff I should get. And I'm asking you that I can get the good stuff that I shouldn't get. He said he was at death's door. He was near unto death. But, God had mercy on him, and not just on him, but on me also. What's Paul saying? He said, I am personally thanking God that he had mercy on me. Why? Epi's my helper. He's a brother. He's a fellow soldier. And said, God had mercy on him when he healed him, but at the same time, he had mercy on me, and he had mercy on us. He had mercy on you. He had mercy on us when he did. Thanks be unto God. How many believe he is every bit as merciful tonight with you and me in Branson as he was with Brother Epi and Brother Paul? He's the great almighty I am that I am, who never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he had mercy on him, he'll have mercy on you and on me, which means we know it's God's will for us all to be healed. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Mercy of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002K. That's R2002K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.